from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Thuy Vu, in for Dave Iverson. Whether taking in an afternoon hike in the Marin Headlands, kite flying at the Berkeley Marina, rowing boats at Stowe Lake, or sampling dumplings at a dim sum shop, there are plenty of fun things to do with kids in the Bay Area. Coming up in our next hour, our expert guests will give us their top choices, and we want to hear from you. What are your favorite little-known or under-the-radar places to take kids? Maybe it's a secret slide, an offbeat museum, or an annual parade. Post your tips now on our website or Facebook page. Forum is next after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Thuy Vu, in for Dave Iverson. Well, it looks like it's going to be another sunny weekend in the Bay Area. I know we need rain, but come on, admit it, you kind of like all this sunshine. For many parents, that means coming up with a fun outdoor activity for the kids. In an area blessed with world-class parks, beautiful beaches, and endless events and festivals, sometimes the problem can be too many options rather than too few. Well, in this hour, we'll find out about the best secret playgrounds, kid-friendly hiking trails, and other destinations. And although it's hard to remember the last time it rained here, we'll also talk about how to stay busy and sane when you have to be indoors and hopefully when that rain, much needed rain, comes. Now, if you have tips for local kids' activities, call us at 866-733-6786. Once again, that number, 866-733-6786. You can also email your questions or comments to forum at kqed.org or post them on our website, kqed.org/forum. And bonus points, if you have special budget tips or under-the-radar destinations, be a sharer today, okay? And let me tell you who is joining us, Mike Adamick, author of the Dad's Book of Awesome Projects, 25 Fun Do-It-Yourself Projects for Families. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
And Amy Graff, who writes a parenting blog for SF Gate called The Mommy Files. Welcome to you, Amy.
Thank you.
All right. Since we're talking about under-the-radar destinations and we want people to call in about that, what are some new discoveries for family activities that you found recently?
So hands down, my family's favorite spot in San Francisco is Land's End. It's at the end of Ocean Beach. It's the most beautiful hike. Right here in the city, you can find this gorgeous natural spot, sweeping views of the bay. We were there on New Year's Day, and we made this new discovery. There's a trail off of the main trail where you go down to a beach called Mile Rock Beach. It's this beautiful, hidden little cove, and there are tide pools. If you hit it at the right time and the tide is out, you can see sea stars and sea urchins.
Wow.
And it is just such a special spot. We'll stop at the new bike ride on Divisadero and pick up sandwiches on the way so we can have a picnic. But Land's End this weekend, go. It's gorgeous.
Idea. All right. I'm going to pack my hiking shoes right now and get my 7-year-old out the door. Mike, what's your top pick for a new discovery lately?
We have a lot in common with wanting to get outdoors, especially to enjoy this winter weather. Our family favorite, especially if you have a dog in the house, is Fort Funston. It's this great beach area, and there's dunes, and you can jump in the water. And the Dotmar dog is a race dog, just about. He loves to go running around with our daughter. And that's a fabulous place. I guess a tie-breaking place for us to go when we're just looking for something really unique to do is the Seward Street Slides in Eureka Valley in San Francisco. It's these old-school 1970s concrete death trap slides that you strap on some cardboard and you just whiz down this thing and you go so fast and it's so fun. It's a great workout for anybody because you have to go up to get to the top of the slides and then you zoom down and you want to do it again as soon as you land.
And right around the corner from those slides is Kite Hill, which sometimes we go to the Seward Slides and then we go to Kite Hill and there's beautiful vistas of the city from there.
Yeah, there's lots of great hiking all over the city that you can do. You can just find these little mini parks that seem to be everywhere.
You know, we're already getting comments from people. Boy, this is an area full of people who love nature and fun things to do with their kids. On our website, Mito writes, I love taking my 11-year-old daughter to the trails by the Cliff House. Yeah, great spot. It's also dog-friendly, historical, and I enjoy the view on a nice day. It's fun for my daughter because she can explore and also very educational for her. This is SF Reader. I'm not sure who that is. No name. Lawrence Hall of Science, Exploratorium, Cal Academy of Sciences, and Chabot Museum are always a huge hit with my boys and a huge hit with the girls, too. My daughter likes some of that. Amen. And Linz writes, the Tilden Steam Trains and the Bay Area Discovery Museum. Let's go to the phones as well. We already have callers lined up.
People like to get outdoors in San Francisco. That's awesome.
We're
in the Bay Area.
Let's talk here to Catherine in Mountain View. Good morning and welcome to Forum.
Good morning. I would like to recommend for people who live south of San Francisco, the Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District has many activities for families with children. Their website is openspace.org, one word, open space, and they have icons on their hike description so you know which hikes are child-friendly, and they have a nature center on Skyline Boulevard with animal pelts and snake skins and ways to learn hands-on about nature.
Yeah, and there are some of those hikes on Skyline Boulevard, Catherine, take you, and they're easy hikes, maybe a mile in, and you see wonderful old rock formations, just towering rock formations. Have you done that?
Yes, and they also have Native American artifacts and things for people to learn about local cultures that were here before we arrived. It's fantastic.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for that tip. And since we're talking about south of San Francisco, I live in the South Bay, and one of my favorite places is Vasona Park in Los Gatos. And it's got a big lake. It's got a lot of ducks, and you can go
The steam train.
Yes, I grew up in Los Gatos.
The
Billy Jones Wildcat Railroad. It's still there. It was recently redone, and it still makes those, you know, noises of a train running on wooden tracks. I love that noise, and it's just so cute. And
also in the South Bay is Happy Hollow. When I was a kid growing up in the South Bay, my dad brought me to Happy Hollow every single weekend.
And it's a... Oh, it's a zoo. It's a you need to head south more, Mike.
they have a zoo. I think because they have such a wonderful petting zoo at Happy Hollow.
Yeah. Well, the petting zoo is still there. It's a zoo for the very, very, very young set. Maybe, you know, 10 years and under. But they recently renovated it. And so now it has half of it is sort of an amusement park with cute little rides for babies and toddlers. And the other half is an actual zoo. So there you go, Mike. This weekend, head down to Happy Hollow.
We're going there. If we don't make it that far south, there's a great park in Pacifica called Frontierland and I think Friendship Park too. And it's this great open field, and they've got this huge castle, this wooden castle structure. So if you want to play in the playground, you can have this great time at this huge playground. And then there's a great big open grassy area where we like to just bring a ball and kick it around. It's a really fun park kind of hidden in the Pacifica Hills.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love that park.
Well, let's say the rain hopefully comes soon, and if it does, I think our next caller, Stephanie in San Francisco, might have a recommendation for that. Hello to you, Stephanie.
Hi. So I have a great recommendation. It's called Young Performers Theater, and it's located at Fort Mason Center, and it's plays performed by children for a primarily child-based audience.
Very nice. Let's talk a little more about arts and culture activities, Amy. There are quite a few, and many of them are free for families.
Yes. Many of the area's art museums offer great activities for families. There's Friday nights at the De Young, also the Oakland Museum of California. They have a Friday night event where there are food trucks and there's music and activities. I love the Jewish Museum. They have art classes for kids usually on Sundays, and they often have really great exhibits that are kid-oriented. Right now they have a Frog and Toad exhibit. It's based on the Frog and Toad book series that I would highly recommend.
Very nice.
Fort Point over in Chrissy Field is another great one you can go to and see American history. You know, I think they have a canon that dates back to like the 1600s or something like that. When you know,
And the Cartoon Art Museum is another
that's such a great one.
And they have cartooning classes for kids on weekends.
Oh, how nice. That's a great tip. We have some suggestions that came in on Facebook as well. Danica says the Hiller Aviation Museum.
Oh, great.
Great
one.
Suggestion. Yep. Alyssa writes Chrissy Field to run free. Yerba Bueno for the playground, kids museum, ice skating, bowling, and the carousel. Michael says the USS Potomac in Jack London Square. I have been on that. Yeah. I mean, it's a fascinating, fascinating yacht. Betsy writes Ardenwood Farm in Fremont, Redwood Park in Oakland for picnics, play, and walks.
I love the French Trail in Redwood Regional Park. It's just this beautiful, meandering, little skinny trail that goes through all the redwoods. You feel like you're in a redwood rainforest. It's beautiful.
And it's called?
French Trail.
It's called the French Trail. Mm-hmm. What a lovely name. let's return to the phones and say hello to Richard in San Mateo.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you on this sunny day?
Oh, excellent. Thank you. I raised my kids on a farm in northern Maine, and we had several small organic farms in the area. I know there are several here as well, and especially if you can find one with animals. I don't have a specific recommendation for a certain farm, but if you look around, kids love going out to farms, you know, seeing how things grow and how animals eat. So that's always a good adventure.
Well, Richard, stay on the line because, you know, Amy has some farms to tell you about.
Well, there's Hidden Villa Farm in Los Altos, which they offer children's programs. My daughter always goes to summer camp there, but during year-round on the weekends, they have different programs where, I don't know, you might make homemade ice cream on the farm or you might milk the goats. Lovely, lovely spot. And they have organic farming, so there's also have you done the goat farm? It's in Pescadero.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I'm blanking out on the name. But they make goat cheese there, and you can actually go there and kind of, you know, roam among
yes.
the goats. Just be careful. Some of the male goats can be a little bit belligerent and aggressive. So if you have super, super young kids, hang on to them.
And Tilden Park, don't they have a great working farm up in the Tilden Playground area?
Yes.
And then the East Bay Regional Parks has the working farm, and I think it's in Fremont.
Yes.
I think a caller maybe mentioned that one, too. That one's a really fun one to go get a glimpse of life on the farm. We like it. It's kind of a Laura Ingalls Wilder type day.
So, Richard, are those enough farms for you to get started?
Oh, mine are already raised, and they were raised on a farm. I just always like to do what I can to promote, you know, a children's reference to where they get their food from.
You're never too old to go to a farm, Richard.
That's true.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, we're talking about places for kids, sunny or when it's rainy. Share with us your tips. We really also want to hear about your hidden gems and under the radar places. If you have tips, you can call us at 866-733-6786. And you can also email your questions or comments to forum@kqed.org or post them on our website, kqed.org/forum. Let's talk food, because after all that activity and running around and playing and exploring, you get hungry. What are some really great family-friendly restaurants?
Well, there's the St. Francis Fountain on Lower 24th Street in the Mission District. It's been open since 1918. It's an old school spot where you can get a sundae. They also have grilled cheese sandwiches. That's a favorite
Yum.
Place.
We're big eaters of barbecue and sushi, so we're huge fans of a newish restaurant called Hi-Lo. It's at 19th and Mission in San Francisco, and it's a great place to get barbecue ribs and get really messy and have really delicious food. And it's in a great location. You can walk. There's a soda pop store not too far down the block, and if you can, you know, take a little journey, you're close to Mitchell's or Humphrey Slocum ice cream from there.
Oh, yeah. There's also Mr. and Mrs. Miscellaneous
right.
ice cream in Dog Patch in San Francisco. And they make fresh ice cream every day. And on a hot day, get there early because, boy, when they sell out, they just close up shop. I've been there at 3 p.m. sometimes. And the store is closed because all the ice cream sold out.
Because it's so good.
Swenson's in Russian Hill is another good classic ice cream spot.
Yeah. And south of San Francisco, I live in the South Bay, and one of my favorite places is Bumble. It's a restaurant in Los Altos on First Street. And what's great about that place is that you can only eat so much pizza and chicken nuggets with your kid, right? This place offers seasonally, locally sourced organic meals. So you can get some adult food, and they have a sandbox out front for the kids to play in. Also a sunny playroom that you can drop your kid off adjacent to the restaurant with big windows so you can peep in and make sure they're okay while you're eating. It's one of my favorite things to do when I just need a break.
This is sort of food related. The Golden Gate Fortune Cookie Factory in Chinatown is such a hidden gem.
Where's that?
It's just right in the heart of Chinatown, down a tiny little alleyway, and you can go in there and see how fortune cookies are being made. And they do it, you know, by hand with it's incredible. It's like walking back in time. And they pass out free fortune cookies, or you can buy big bags of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm going to have to check that out. Brenna tweeted to us, this is a good question. Any ideas for kids who use wheelchairs?
I know that Dolores Park just recently revamped its children's playground, and I know they've got, from the sidewalk, they've got a great big concrete ramp that goes to the park, and they've got some kind of low-level things you can do that don't require a lot of climbing. So I know that's a fun one in San Francisco. And then Chrissy Field, I think a caller or a tweeter mentioned that it's a great place to run free and just kind of be out in nature, and they've got some wonderful paths there and a little science center, and you can take a stroll across, you know, one of the more beautiful coastlines in the world to the warming hut and then continue on if you want to Fort Point and see a little history while you're there.
Amy? A lot of the museums have access.
I would think Aquarium of the Bay down at Pier 39 would be another good spot that would be accessible. They have elevators, and I love going to Pier 39 in the winter. I wouldn't go there necessarily in the summer as a local, but in the winter, it's much quieter, and you get these crystal clear, you know, winter days, and you can go see the sea lions, go to the aquarium. There's the Hyde Street Pier.
That's a total favorite to be able to go down there and see all the old boats. And the Musée Mécanique is over there as well.
Yeah.
And that's such a place. I mean, every time we go there, it's not crowded. It's this old totem to games that were, you know, in vaudeville area or vaudeville times, and you throw in, I think it's a quarter now instead of a penny, and you can play all these crazy games, and anybody can just walk around and go in there and have a great time for $5.
Wow.
And I know the Children's Discovery Museum in San Jose has wheelchair access as well. And once you're inside, there are several levels, but there are elevators. So if your child is in a wheelchair, good place for that. And they have a great one of my favorite. I like it. In addition to my daughter, they have this great exhibit area where you can just can make really, really giant bubbles. It's really fun, even for us big kids. Via email, Paul in Oakland writes, Pixie Land in Concord is an amusement park with rides for littler kids. Bird Sanctuary, the oldest wildlife preserve in the country at Lake Merritt in Oakland. Sean writes, I highly recommend Adventure Playground in the Berkeley Marina, where kids learn to use hand tools.
Such a good.
Both your faces lit up when I mentioned
that. Well, that's something. I mean, it would be worth driving, you know, from an hour away to go to.
Easily.
It's such
easily.
A special place.
Yeah,
you can spend all day there. You'll have to drag the kids away.
Yeah.
Well, Sean says the kids can learn to use hand tools while building and painting their own forts. It's free. It's incredible. Tons of forts and play structures to explore. Anything else we should know about that?
I'm glad someone mentioned Pixie Land, actually. That's a hidden gem way out in Concord. I think a lot of people know about Fairyland in Oakland, but Pixie Land's this great little like miniature Disneyland. It's fun to go to.
Here's a place I didn't know about. Michael tweets, I definitely recommend St. Hilary Open Space in Tiburon. Tiburon off Heathcliff. It has 360-degree views of the Bay Area next to Angel Island. Epic. That sounds fabulous.
And taking the ferry out to Angel Island is a wonderful family experience. And you can also camp if you plan way ahead and book a campsite. It's really a fun spot to go camping.
And a lot of like second and third graders are probably working on immigration stories, and you can hear about how Angel Island was the Ellis Island of the West. So that's an added bonus for an educational trip.
Yeah, it's the Angel Island Immigration Station is there. It's a place where a lot of Asian immigrants. It's often referred to as just the main immigration port for Asians who came to the U.S. and quite a few were detained, and some of them for years. So it's a good educational experience for the kids. A few more suggestions from our listeners on Facebook here. Family dance class at ODC. It's only $5, and parents and kids have so much fun. It's really cute. I'm not sure what is ODC. Do you know?
Something dance. It's in the Mission. I think it's 17th, and it's in the San Francisco Mission. You can Google it.
It's a professional dance company, and then they also offer classes for kids and adults.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm acronym challenged this morning. Avril writes, Happy Hollow is the perfect place for infants to 8-year-olds. We talked about that earlier. Oh, a good thing about Happy Hollow is that next door to it is a great park, and in that park is a Japanese garden, and it has lovely koi ponds, and the kids always like to come in and look at the koi and feed the koi, bring your quarters. Lots of recommendations also coming in for the Little Farm at Tilden Park and Children's Fairyland in Oakland.
Kelly Park also has, next to Happy Hollow, it's the San Jose Historical Museum. And they do Living History Days.
They do, yeah. I almost forgot about that. Thank you for bringing that up. And they have some very old houses from the turn of the century that they've picked up and transplanted to that area, that park, a part of Kelly Park. And you can actually go in and see what life used to be like and see some of the old gas stations. Boris writes, we live adjacent to the Mount Sutro Reserve, which offers miles of sweeping hikes and mountain bike trails right in the middle of the city. There are a handful of secret entrances near UCSF housing on Clarendon Street. We like that. Handful of secret entrances. Thank you for sharing. Divya writes, my favorite thing to do with kids when we can't go out is cook. That's a great idea. I love to cook, and there is so much science and math involved, and we get to eat what we make at the end. That's a fantastic idea, and it's free. It doesn't cost a whole lot.
That is a fun one. The kids love to get messy with their, and then eat the whatever they happen to create afterwards. It's always a fun reward.
But the cleanup isn't that fun.
Right.
Another good indoor activity would be the sing-alongs at the Castro Theater.
Oh,
they just did The Little Mermaid. So you actually, they'll have a musical movie, like The Sound of Music, and the audience sings along. And typically they have a costume contest before the show. So they might be showing Mary Poppins. And so people dress up like Mary Poppins.
Oh, how fun.
And they give you a little bag of trinkets as you come in. So you can, it's like the old Rocky Horror Picture Show at midnight, except with kids sometimes during the matinee shows. They're really fun.
I love that idea. All right, let's return to the phones. And Andrew from Campbell, good morning. Welcome to Forum.
Hi, good morning. So one of the places we like to go to, it's cheap, obviously, free, is construction sites. There's a lot of them in the area, and it's a great place to go just to sit with the kids, have a snack, and watch the big trucks roll around.
That makes me think of also just going to the airport to watch the airplanes or go somewhere. Just go somewhere, park somewhere close, not necessarily go inside, but just so you can watch the planes when your kids are young.
Yeah.
Or watching. We used to just go down to the end of our street and watch the Muni train go by the street and wave to the Muni train.
And the cable cars going up and down there. It's always such great fun, especially the turnaround area of a cable car. It's just fascinating. You can sit there for a long time.
It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, no. My kids used to wait for garbage day because they like to watch the garbage truck come.
There's a freeway overpass over Highway 17 in Los Gatos that sometimes my daughter and I would just stand on there and wave to all the trucks going by, and they always honk back. And we can do that for easily half an hour, and we get such a big kick out of it. And she's so excited every time. And you can see them waving from their car. Mm-hmm. So it's really cute, just a fun thing to do. We'll continue our conversation about Bay Area kids' activities after a short break. If you have tips or want to share information or have a question, call us at 866-733-6786. I'm Twee Vu, sitting in for Dave Iverson. You're listening to KQED Public Radio. Stay with us. Welcome back to Forum. I'm Thuy Vu, in for Dave Iverson. We're talking in this half hour about the best kids' activities in the Bay Area, continuing our conversation at 10. Our guests are Mike Adamick, author of Dad's Book of Awesome Projects, 25 Fun Do-It-Yourself Projects for Families, and Amy Graff, who writes a parenting blog for SF Gate called The Mommy Files. Now, when we left off before the break, we were talking about how fun it is to watch planes, cars, etc. And I think Jack here in Palo Alto has another tip on that. Good morning to you, Jack.
It's Jeff, but yeah. That's
oh, I'm
fine.
Sorry. It said Jack on my screen.
So what we did is we went out and bought one of these $10 toy driving things, and you take it to the airport, and you get on the people mover and just go around and around and pretend to drive it in curves and up and down and everything and open the doors when it stops. Of course, it's totally automatic, but he thinks that he's doing it all himself. It's just the most fun you can have for parking. And do it for hours.
That's really fun.
That is great. And how long do you plan to keep that up?
Well, when he's not with me, I do it myself when I'm flying.
Good for you.
Young at heart. Thanks for joining us, Jack. I know what you'll be doing this weekend. I want to go back to an earlier site that you mentioned at the top of the show, Amy, and that was Lands. And this person actually makes an interesting point via email, just a precautionary note, that Lands, ES writes, Lands End would not be a safe place to take children this weekend, probably not even safe for adults due to the high surf hitting our coast right now through tomorrow night.
That's really good.
Thank you for that reminder.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
check
you.
The ocean conditions before visiting the tide pools. On Facebook, Elise writes, Strawberry Canyon Recreation Area in Berkeley. The pool there is amazing, very kid-friendly with a great view. Jason says, Sienna Ranch in Lafayette has summer camp, archery, horseback riding lessons, and more. Joshua writes, Screaming Mimi's in Sebastopol is the best for getting ice cream in Sonoma County. Great tip. And there's Regal Ranch Park and lots of other great outdoor activities nearby. So, boy, we just have the best listeners. They're so full of tips. A couple of comments here regarding the arts. We talked a little bit about that earlier. Terry writes on our website, Richmond Art Center has affordable art classes and camps for kids and a series of free art-making events through the year. The next one is jazz art on February 22nd. And Estelle tweeted us, don't forget about the Cantor Museum at Stanford on Sundays. Free art classes for kids every Sunday. And that is a great place. And they're developing that whole section around the Cantor Museum into an arts corridor at Stanford. And they have Rodin sculptures mm-hmm. there as well. It's just an amazing place to visit. What are there any just really super secret places out there that you've been reluctant to share because here's your chance to reveal it to the world, the universe?
I just thought of one that Mrs. Grossman's Sticker Factory in Petaluma. I think many people don't know about this.
No.
And I believe that they offer factory tours Monday through Friday. So you have to go during the week. But when I did it with my daughter a couple years ago, at the end, they actually have a craft activity where you get to use the stickers to make a craft, and you go home with a packet of stickers, and you actually learn the history of Mrs. Grossman's sticker factory, and it's in Petaluma.
And I think tours are Mondays through Thursdays?
I believe they're Monday through Friday.
Oh,
but
Monday
people should double check because we went a couple years ago.
Okay. And I think you have to make a reservation too. So don't just show up. Good thing to check out their website in advance and make a reservation if you need to. Let's return to the phones. And let's see here. Allison in El Cerrito. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So I wanted to tell you about a very hidden gem in the South Bay. San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory runs a bird banding station called Coyote Creek Field Station. It's in Milpitas, and it's located on Santa Clara Valley Water District land. So it's something you really can't normally get to as a member of the public, but in the spring and summer, Coyote Creek Field Station runs open bird banding demo days where you and your family can go and see how wild birds are captured in mist nets and their banded and measured and studied so that we can learn about long-term trends in bird populations or study migration, migration patterns. And it's a wonderful place to go, particularly in May, because you're at the height of spring migration. And they're very inexpensive. If you're a member of San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory, they're free. And if you're not, they're about $10 per person. And it may seem like a little bit of a haul, but honestly, it only takes, you know, just under an hour to get there from the Bay Area, from San Francisco or from the East Bay. And it's definitely worth the drive. They're usually from about 8 in the morning until 10:30.
That's wonderful. Wonderful tip. Thank you. Thanks, Allison, for that. And let's say hello now to Philip in San Francisco. What's your recommendation?
Well, I have three recommendations. First, the Model Boathouse and Golden Gate Park at 36th Avenue on John F. Kennedy Drive. On Saturday mornings, the ladies and gentlemen from the Model Boathouse bring their boats out on Spreckles Lake, and so you can see those. I think it's until noon or 1 or 2 o'clock. And there's also people doing Tai Chi over on the shoreline of the lake there. Then going a little bit further west between 36th Avenue and 41st Avenue is the Bison Paddock. We've had buffalo in Golden Gate Park since 1891, February of 1891. And usually they're down in the main field, but if they're not there, you have to walk around to the northwest part. There's another field that they are often in there, so you could walk all the way around the 12-acre bison paddock there. Mm-hmm. And then going further east, further west, there's the Queen Wilhelmina Windmill and the beautiful garden that the gardeners of the Golden Gate Park take care of. So those are three things that are can take up a few hours.
Very nice. Thank you.
I can definitely vouch for the boat pond. It's just we've spent so many hours just staring at all these wonderful boats that people bring out. And some days they seem to be sailboats and some days motorboats, and they just fly over this little pond. It's so wonderful. And my daughter was a really big fan of that. And the Bison Paddock is fabulous too, as well as Stowe Lake. It's kind of one of our family favorite things to do on a day off, especially if you get there early. You can rent a paddle boat and cruise around the island. And the paddle boat, just as a heads up, it sounds really fun, but you are really going to burn your legs if you do it. So you can do a paddle boat or a rowboat. Just be prepared for a lot of activity. But it's a great way to see a place in Golden Gate Park that I don't think many people stop at. It's really fun. And the lunch there at the boathouse is really fabulous now.
And speaking of paddle boats, that just reminded me, another one of my favorite spots is Gilroy Gardens in Gilroy. And they also have paddle boats there and cute little rides for the young set for toddlers and 10 and under. But the whole family can go inside a strawberry and go up and down in a strawberry or sit inside a garlic bulb and spin around in a garlic. So
who doesn't want to spin around in a garlic?
That's right. And after that, if you haven't had enough of garlic, you can have some yummy garlic fries there as well, because you are in Gilroy, after all. Via Twitter, the San Francisco Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families wrote to let us know that they partner with the San Francisco Public Library to run the Check Out San Francisco program. It offers free passes for up to 4 kids and 2 adults to lots of places, including museums, Coit Tower, the Exploratorium, and city pools. What a great tip. Thank you for that.
That's an awesome tip.
And more boats, trains, and, not automobiles. The kids are too young, but boats and trains.
I've got a great automobile one for you.
Okay.
I asked my daughter the best thing for her to do in the Bay Area. What does she really want people to know about? And she said without hesitation, K1 Speed. It's this go-kart racing facility in San Mateo. She gets on a helmet, racing gloves, I assume it's a lice protector, but I really hope it's not a fire preventing thing because I'm not sure how dangerous this thing is. But she has such a blast just racing as fast as she can on these go-karts. They actually go pretty fast, and they separate adults from kids to make it relatively safe, although she's crashed into the wall a few times and it's turned out okay. So that's a favorite. And then I asked the second one.
It is a lot of fun. I've done go-kart racing at K1. It is so much fun. Mm-hmm. You get get a thrill out of it. And you were going to point out another location, or did I interrupt you?
She just wanted to plug
sorry.
Fairyland and horses. If you can get out and ride some horses, there's a place, Miwok Stables in Mill Valley, and then a farm up in Nicasio. It's a great country drive called Kilham, K-I-L-H-A-M Farms, where you can take a lesson. And it's not a trail ride. It's more like equestrian jumping type stuff, but it's such a fabulous drive out there through a little redwood grove. Then all of a sudden you're in Nicasio where they film part of the birds, and you get to go on this farm and ride horses for an hour. It's a really fun family treat.
Very nice. Well, before we get too far away, though, from boats and trains, Robert emailed us, Cal Sailing Club in Berkeley, monthly community open houses. This year it starts on February 2nd. It is free, and life jackets are provided for those introductory sailing rides on the bay. Kids have to be 5 and over. And, of course, if you're in the wine country, there's Train Town in Sonoma. Very cute. I've taken my daughter there numerous times to Train Town in Sonoma. It's darling. It's got this, you know, little train that goes all around the property, but there are other rides too. So it's a good way to have them burn off their energy after your day of wine tasting and them being bored while you went wine tasting. And Don writes, visit the SS Jeremiah O'Brien, a restored 1940s cargo ship. It's practically the only large ship you can explore from stem to stern, not just your cabin, the casino, and the dining room, like on a cruise ship. Let's return to the phones and say good morning to Heather in Oakland.
Hi. Hello. There.
Hi.
We used to take the boys when they were younger to Jack London because we called it transportation mecca. We would see the delivery trucks and the airplanes going to the Oakland airport. There's a fire boat and a firehouse. There's the boats and the cranes. There's the trains that you can get right up to the track for freight and passenger trains. We even had a book for the kids that we would get them to get autographs from a mailman or from someone driving like a delivery truck or a gas truck, and it was hilarious because they were so honored to get, you know, have someone ask for their autograph.
And for folks who don't necessarily live in Oakland, you said Jack London, but it's Jack London Square in case you search for it on the computer and try to figure
out
where it is.
Now that the boys are older, we're trying to develop like a scavenger hunt where we split up and take them to find like a drawbridge in the Bay Area or, you know, an airplane museum and then take iPhones and whoever gets home first wins.
That's really fun. That's great. Heather, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ed in San Francisco, welcome to Forum.
Hi, how are you? You may have already, I just tuned in, made these suggestions, but there's a Jelly Belly factory up in Fairfield. I was looking for an ATM once and came across it. That's where the ATM was. And it was filled with families, and there's all kinds of displays and tours for, you know, kids to go on making Jelly Bellies. And somebody mentioned about boats, like the Jeremiah O'Brien. There's the USS Hornet in Alameda. It's an aircraft carrier from the Second World War, I think, that can be visited. And then there's the Hiller Aviation Museum down in San Carlos. That's, you know, I've never been there, but I do know there's an aviation museum down in San Carlos. So just some ideas for kids.
Very nice. Thanks for sharing that with us. A couple of astronomy-related suggestions here. Shelley emails, the Bay Area International Children's Film Festival is this weekend at the Chabot Space and Science Center. It's an amazing festival. We go every year. And Josh writes, it used to be every Thursday, amateur astronomers would gather on Mount Tam, an eye-opening experience for me as a kid. I don't know if they still do, but I hope they do. That sounds like a really fun activity. If you're in the South Bay, Estelle has tweeted us and said, walk the one-mile historical loop at Quicksilver, living history and crafts for kids on Saturdays. And best of all, it is free. We do like free, right? Especially if you have multiple kids, it can get really, really expensive.
That's why we like to do a lot of hikes.
You know, and if you're, you know, in more of an urban feel, one of my favorite things to do is just to go to downtown Los Gatos and walk around. It's free. They have a park there in the summer. They have these huge water fountains, and little kids come on in their bathing suits and run through. And on Sundays, they have a farmer's market, and people come out and walk their dogs and hang out at the farmer's market. And if your kids love dogs, it is heavenly for them.
And don't they have a music series in the summer where on Sunday evenings they have live music?
Yeah, they have a concert series in the main park there downtown in front of City Hall. And it's really nice every Sunday. And a lot of families come out. They bring out their blankets, their wine, their picnic baskets, and non-alcoholic drinks for the kids. So it is really nice. And there are some family-friendly restaurants, too. Good ice cream. And Main Street Burgers makes a nice burger with good kids' menus. So
I used to work at Dolce Spazio, the gelato, when I was in high school.
Yes. That's one of my favorite gelato places in downtown Los Gatos. God, I sound like I work for the Los Gatos Chamber of Commerce here.
Let me plug Redwood City because they do something similar on the weekends. I think it's Friday nights. They have like family movie night out in their main plaza, and that's just a load of fun.
We've done that. And it's a blast. There's the U2 cover band and the Michael Jackson cover band.
So much fun.
We've had so much fun at those concerts.
All right. More emails coming in. Yvonne writes, Sonoma Petaluma State Historic Park, Mission Barracks, General Vallejo Home, Toscano Hotel is a great place to visit. Thank you for that. And Stephanie tweeted us, the Randall Museum in San Francisco is a great place to take kids. Also, Shoup Park in Los Altos and Gilroy Gardens, which I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite places as well. What is the Randall Museum? I haven't been there.
It's a city museum that's kind of on top of a hill above the Castro, and I believe it's free. You can donate at the front entrance if you like, and they've got a great exhibit about wildlife in San Francisco, coyotes and raccoons and skunks. And I think the last time we went, they had a great earthquake exhibit you can learn about. And, you know, it's important to, when you live in the Bay Area, how to live in an earthquake zone. So that was really kind of fascinating to see. And then they have a lot of animals and some walking trails along the back that lead you up the hill with just fabulous vistas of San Francisco. It's definitely worth a half a day.
Yes, and on Saturday mornings at 11, they have a Meet the Animals presentation where someone comes out and brings the ant. They have snakes and tortoises and birds that they've rescued, and they bring the animals out, and the kids get to, you know, help feed them and learn about the animals.
That's great. And our producer, Dan Zoll, who's always on top of things, says there's preschool woodworking there, too. So thanks.
Yes, they have craft
and
classes
ceramics, yeah,
on the weekends.
And I'm not sure if
they
the train
have a beehive.
Is still there.
There's so much packed into this, a great summer camp program, so much packed into this tiny little museum.
All right, let's return to the phones. And Michael from Alameda, you're on Forum.
Yes, hi.
Hello. What's your tip?
Hello. The Pacific Pinball Museum in Alameda.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place
That's
for kids.
That's a good one. Oh, is it just a bunch of different pinball machines that you can – do you actually get to handle them and play them?
Oh, yeah. It's totally interactive. There's over 100 machines there, but we represent everything from the 30s all the way up to brand-new machines. And you pay one admission price, and you can play all of them all day long.
You don't say. I like that a lot. All right.
Yeah. We have step stools for kids, so anyone from 5 to 80 can play and have fun there.
And aren't you going to be moving into that new – is it a library, an old library, renovating that building? Is that the plan?
Yes, that is the plan. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're starting a campaign to raise funds to finish the refurbish the Carnegie Library. The city has offered it to us because there's basically no solid pinball museum in the United States.
Great tip. Thank you. That's very different. I like that. I like unique tips. One more caller here, Brian in San Francisco. Hello.
Oh, hi. As a kid, my dad used to take me down to this car museum in Morgan Hill. It's by the little municipal airport and golf course, and they have cars from ever since they were first built, you know, up until current days, and I always enjoyed that. And that same airport would also have fly-ins of historic aircraft as well. I don't know if this was talked about before, but the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk and the Mooring Camp train are there. Is another good place.
The Big Dipper. Every kid has to ride the Big Dipper. It's
over and over and over again all day long. Yeah.
And there's a good section on the beach there at Santa Cruz toward the end, and there's a name for it, and I can't remember right now, but where the water's calmer. So if you have very, very young children, they can just.
Is it Cal Beach? It might be. You can go longboarding there. It's a good place to learn to surf.
I think that is what it's called. But it's nice if the young kids, the little kids, get a little scared of the waves. And so that's a good calm place to take them. Elizabeth via email writes, one more thing. The Oakland Zoo has elephants and tigers and cute rides and a sky ride. You can see animals from above. Thank you for that reminder. It is one of my favorite zoos in the Bay Area. I mean, San Francisco and Happy Hollow are great as well. But Oakland Zoo has that train that goes around the zoo and little rides out in front before you actually head inside the zoo. And one of my favorite things to do there is to watch the elephant feeding. It's just fun.
They rip apart big trees.
They really crunch down on those branches.
You were mentioning the San Francisco Zoo recently revamped their park. I haven't been yet.
They have a new playground. Right. And the giraffe feeding at the San Francisco Zoo is really fun. The giraffes have very long tongues, and it's fascinating to watch them eat.
Same with the grizzly bears when they throw in live fish. Yeah. It's just fascinating to see. Well, that's what they would do in the wild.
And the polar bear exhibit is it still there? It's... or am I getting my zoos mixed
me sad.
Up? Oh.
It's a small enclosure. I don't think they revamped it yet like they did for the grizzly bears.
Oh, the poor polar bears. All right, we'll start a petition. You're in charge, Mike.
But while we're on the topic of animals, the Marine Mammal Center in Marin, they rescue seals and ocean life. And I've gone on a field trip there with my daughter's class, but it's open to the public.
And they do really fantastic work in terms of saving wildlife and mammals that come in injured.
Yes.
Yeah, very good rehab. All right. Well, stay with us for a minute. We want to remind people that they are listening to Forum, and I am talking to two guests, Mike Adamick, author of The Dad's Book of Awesome Projects, 25 Fun Do-It-Yourself Projects for Families, and also speaking with Amy Graff, who writes a parenting blog for SFGate called The Mommy Files. And this is a fundraising period for KQED Public Radio. For more information about how to support KQED, go to kqed.org. I'm Twi Vu. And let's return now to our conversation about great places to take kids and fun family activities. Boy, lots of people still emailing in their comments. Tom writes, these are some kid-friendly fishing holes. Lake Temescal near the Caldecott Tunnel, planted with trout regularly. San Pablo Reservoir in Orinda. Fishing season starts in February. Lake Chabot in Castro Valley. Bodega Bay mud flats for clam digging. And Bolinas Beach clam patch also for clam digging. Any other fishing holes that are missing from Tom's pretty extensive list here?
Oh, I've got such a fabulous one. Off the Warming Hut in Chrissy Field, there's a pier, and you don't need a fishing license if you're fishing from a pier. You can get about $20 worth of crabbing equipment and throw in a net with some chicken at the bottom of the net, and then you can pull up crabs, 20 minutes later or so. But it's such a fascinating, fun thing for us to do, and it's free once you get the equipment, which again is like $20 or so, and then you have it for life. And we love to go there. You can't catch Dungeness crab there inside the Golden Gate. If you want to do that, you can go to Pacifica Pier, during Dungeness crab season. But that gets really, really crowded with people. So if anybody has any tips about where to go for Dungeness crab, that would be really helpful.
And since we're on that topic of, just wildlife and water, I just thought of something. Moss Landing, the Elkhorn Slough. There's an outfit there called Elkhorn Slough Safari Tours, and I've taken friends on it, family on it, my kid on it, and it's just a great way to view the slough, and lots of kayakers come out there as well. It is one of the most pristine bird viewing spots in the country. And sea otters, you get pretty close to the sea otters. You can see them playing, and everybody gets a kick out of seeing sea otters, right? Let's return to the phones here, and I want to say good morning to Whitney in Berkeley.
Hi, how are you? I write the website 510families.com, which is a guide for East Bay parents, and I wanted to make sure that we talk about Cordonici's Park in the Berkeley Hills, which has this great concrete slide, and you can sit on cardboard and ride down pretty fast. I would say it's best for kids about 5 and up. But it's also just a beautiful park, and it has a little tunnel to the Berkeley Rose Garden. So that's a fun place to take a picnic.
Very nice. Thank you, Whitney, for sharing that. Also, another caller here, Denise in San Francisco. Welcome to Forum.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to mention the infant parent child observation classes at City College. When I was a single mom with an only child, we enjoyed that from when my son was a newborn until like he was about 5 years old. There's support for it. It could be the mom, the dad, a nanny, a caregiver. There's equipment to play on, the professors. You can ask questions about child development. You can meet other parents with very young children. And they're all over the city, and it's free, non-credit, part of City College.
Very nice. Thank you for that tip, Denise.
Could I mention one other? My son is 17 now. Well, two, and I still go to the bilingual English and Spanish story hour to learn more Spanish, which is at Main Library, but they have stuff like that, and it's free at many libraries and also wonderful concerts. And at Fort Mason, there's a walking history tour, and Fort Mason goes back to the Civil War, and that's a wonderful place to hike around. And then there, you can even go to Cafe Franco at the youth hostel, which is, you know, inexpensive. Or you can bring a picnic, and you can learn about history.
All right. Well, keep up those free bilingual classes. Adios.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in the city, even if you're low income and you don't need a car either, because I'm legally blind. I'm in a wheelchair, and I've learned to enjoy the city, you know, what we can, free concerts and the library, and there's so much.
All right. Bueno. Thanks, Denise. That's all the Spanish I know. Paul writes, you've mentioned Tilden Park. Little Farm is a great place for kids, but it's closed for repairs for several months, so call before you go to see if it's open. Thank you for that reminder, Paul. Madeline says, help me out with the name here. Is it the Vivarium in Berkeley? You get to look at a lot of reptiles, or is it Vivarium? I'm not sure. It's a store, but almost like an aquarium. Joshua writes, the North Bay is full of great places for families, too. The entire West Marin Coast, including Stinson Beach, Point Reyes National Seashore, and Muir Woods. That's right. I almost forgot about Muir Woods. How can I forget Muir Woods? It's so beautiful. And we have 1 minute left. You get to pick one, Mike, and you get to pick one, Amy, that very quickly that we haven't mentioned.
Visiting the SPCA to go and pet the cats. That's something I used to do with my son when he was younger.
Good one. Mike?
Any place in the Presidio. Google Presidio Trails, and you can find a scavenger hunt and just get lost in there for hours.
Awesome. Well, you guys were both really fun to have on. We were joined this hour by Mike Adamick, author of The Dad's Book of Awesome Projects, 25 Fun Do-It-Yourself Projects for Families, and Amy Graff, who writes a parenting blog for SF Gate called The Mommy Files. Thank you for joining us. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell and Irene Noguchi. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. Our engagement producer is Amanda Stupai with online help from David Marks. Our engineer this morning is Danny Bringer. I'm Thuy Vu.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.